Hi, police.
This is her. Who's calling?
Hi, police. This is Caroline. I was calling on a report about you regarding the Depo program lawsuit that was worried about. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you? Hold on 1 second, please. Hold on. All right. I'm here.
Police, did you, was it yourself that used Depo Provera? Was it a loved one?
It was myself.
Yourself? And were you ever diagnosed with anything afterwards? Any ailments?
Yes, meningioma.
Alrighty, Nick, and I am really sorry to hear that. Have you had an attorney assist you with this? Any paperwork signed?
No, ma'am.
Alrighty. Okay, and did you want to see if you did meet that criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah. Would you want to see if you did meet that criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Of course. All righty. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And again, it was the injury after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year that you said that was meningioma?
Yes.
And I'm really sorry to hear that. Where is that located in your body?
My brain.
Your brain. I see. And again, I am really sorry. Do you happen to remember when you were diagnosed?
Yes. 1 second. February 16th, 2016.
Alrighty. February 16th, and that was 2016. Alrighty. And what was your date of birth?
9/2/89.
Okay. 9/2/1989. Okay. And would you know anyone else that was also injured by Depo Provera that took it and was affected?
No, not at this time.
Okay. No, that's a good thing. That's good to hear.
Right. I do agree.
Yeah. And then the Depo Provera, do you remember if it was a pill or a shot?
It was a shot. It was an injectable.
Okay. The injectable one. And it was the brand name Depo Provera, not a generic version?
No, it was just Depo Provera.
Okay. Do you know roughly how many years you were taking that?
6.
Okay. 6 years. Do you know when you started taking it? What year it might have
been? March 2009.
Okay. You said that was March 20,
2009? No, it was March 2009. There we go. 2009.
Okay.
Got to get my words together today.
No worries. So I just want to make sure I have it right here. It's March 20 of 2009 or just March of 2009?
March 2009.
Alrighty. March 2009. You said you used it for about 6 years. Did you stop using it about 2015 maybe?
Yes, in August.
Okay. August of 2015. And can you confirm that at least, I'm sorry, within 1 year you had at least 4 injections?
Yes. You said 4? Yes, it was one every 3 months.
Okay, okay. Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Female, beautiful. And then I have your first name spelled F-E-L-I-C-E. Is that the right spelling?
Yes. F as in Frank, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And then I have last name Nelson, common spelling, N-E-L-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Was there a middle name, Felice?
My middle initial is R.
R as in Robert?
Renee, R-E-N, yes. Okay. I don't know if you want me to spell it or it's just R.
Okay. You said it was Renee, though. Would that be R-E-N-A-E?
Yes, R-E-N-E-A, yeah.
Oh, E-A, okay.
No, it's R-E-N-E-A, 2 E's on the end.
Oh, got it. I apologize. R-E-N-E-E.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty, and you wouldn't have a suffix to your name, you know, junior?
No.
Junior, nothing like that?
No.
Okay, what about your social?
It's 138-883098.
Okay, sounds good. So that's 138-883098.
Yes.
Okay, great. And then the email that was attached with the inquiry was felicenelson02@gmail.com. Is this still the best one?
Yes.
Okay. Same for phone number, 609-672-0693. Is this the best one?
Yes.
Okay. What about the best address?
It's 340 Hidden Drive, H-I-D-D-E-N Drive, Blackwood, New Jersey, 08012.
Okay. Alrighty, so that's 340 Hidden Drive. It popped up here as Blackwood, but then the city changes to Gloucester Township.
Yeah, Gloucester. You can keep it Blackwood.
Okay. Okay, and then that says New Jersey 08012.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just change that to Blackwood. Okay, and there was no apartment number?
No.
Okay, sounds good. Now, the Depo Provera, when you were, you know, being injected, was this by medical staff or was it yourself?
Medical staff.
Okay. Would you happen to remember their name?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Would you know how many times in total you were injected?
So if it's four times a year for 6 years, let me think. Hold on, let me pull out my calculator.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be about 24 times in total.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
For 6 years, yeah.
Okay, sounds good. About 24 times. Okay, and again, you wouldn't know the doctor that, you know, either administered the Depo Provera or...
Yes, 1 second. My family doctor,
described it.
Dr. Thomas. My family doctor, Dr. Thomas Wall.
Okay. Dr. Thomas, how is the last name spelled?
W-A-L-L.
Okay.
W as in Wallace.
Okay. Is he out there in Troy, North Carolina?
I'm sorry?
It looks like I found one that's in Troy, North Carolina. Would that be the one?
No, the address is 200 College Drive, Blackwood, New Jersey.
Blackwood. New Jersey. Okay, let's see here. Oh, I do see him. Okay, Thomas J. Wall. Alrighty.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Was this the same doctor that prescribed it?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. And then what clinic or, you know, hospital was that at?
What you mean?
Mhm. Well, do you know the name of the clinic or the hospital?
The doctor's office? No, I don't go there anymore.
Okay, that's okay. Okay. How about any other facility address, maybe where you were diagnosed with the meningioma?
The hospital that did the surgery,
mm-hmm.
I can provide you with that information. Jefferson Stratford Hospital, the doctor's name was Jefferson Stratford Hospital.
Okay. Okay, and then this is the one on Laurel Road East. Does that sound familiar?
The address that I had is 350 Hospital Drive, Macon, Georgia.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Yeah, I do apologize. I'm not seeing that address. I see one that says 18 Laurel Road, East Stratford, New Jersey. You said it was Jefferson Stratford Hospital?
Yeah, so whatever address comes up for that is probably... This is probably just the wrong thing on the paper.
Okay. No worries. Alrighty. So I'll put the information there just 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, now do you remember how they diagnosed the meningioma? Was this through a CT scan or an MRI?
MRI.
Okay, an MRI. Alrighty, and do you know the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
No, ma'am.
Okay, no worries. Okay, is it okay if I put that Dr. Thomas Wall? It does require a doctor's name. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
Okay. Alrighty. And before the meningioma, was there ever any cancer?
I'm sorry?
Were you ever diagnosed with cancer before the meningioma?
No, ma'am.
Okay. No, that's great to hear. Alrighty. And what kind of treatment did you receive for the meningioma? I heard there was a, was there a surgery?
Yes, ma'am. We did a surgery.
Okay. And what was the surgery for? Was it a removal? Was it like a biopsy?
It was a removal.
Okay.
Of the tumor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then for the doctor for that, would you remember? Do you want me to put that Dr. Thomas?
No, that's Dr. Jack Jallo.
Okay. Doctor, you said that was Jack Jallo?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
J-A-L-L-O.
Okay. Now, I see one that's in Sewell, New Jersey. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then I see, was this at the same hospital as before, the Jefferson Stratford Hospital, where the surgery was?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. And do you know if you have any history of, you know, family history of meningioma?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And again, were you hospitalized for it? I know these questions are a little redundant.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know what dates you were hospitalized?
No, I don't even remember.
Okay, that's okay. Do you know if
it
you have a medical
like it was a
blur.
I had them, but they're at the doctor's office. I don't have them on here.
That's okay. Do you know if you have access to a MyChart login?
No, due to me not going to that office anymore, I'm not in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see. No worries. Alrighty. No worries. So I'll make sure to take note. I know that the doctors, I'm sorry, the attorneys can request those medical records. Now, we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period, Felice. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yes. One second. I'll give you my sister's number.
Okay.
All right. Her name is Danielle.
Okay.
Painter, P-A-Y-N-T-E-R.
Can you spell that for me one more time? I apologize.
P-A-Y-N-T-E-R is her last name, Painter.
Okay. Okay.
And no, her phone number is, what'd you say?
Oh, I'm sorry, the phone number?
856-628-7459.
Okay. Now, it does ask for an email for her. Do you want me to put yours in that field, or do you know her email?
I don't know her email.
Okay, no worries. I'll put yours as well as the address. Do you want me to put her address, or I could put yours as well?
You can put mine.
Okay, sounds good. And then would you be able to provide a large eligible signature?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. So, let's see here. Okay. Now, with that being said, I do want to, you know, make sure that you know what to expect next. While they are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes QA to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions that we did discuss today, which is completely normal. It's just a part of their process to confirm the details and ensure that everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so that they can collect your medical records to strengthen your claim. And if you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And do you have any questions before I submit your information?
No, ma'am.
All right, perfect. Now, I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. So what this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your consent for them to go ahead and pull those medical records, see if they can get that case started for you. Let me see. Oh, it's not letting me submit. I skipped the question here. What was your marital status?
I'm single.
Alrighty. Okay, that should be the only field that was missing. Just one moment here. Okay. Now, do you have a preference of this being sent to your email or your text messages?
You can do text messages.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Now, before I do submit this, to send out for signatures, I just want to make sure I have the right information on here. So stop me if anything sounds incorrect. Okay. I have your first name spelled S as in Frank, E-L-I-C-E, middle name Renee, R-E-N-E-E, last name Nelson, common spelling. I have your address, 340 Hidden Drive, Blackwood, New Jersey. That's 08012. All right. Okay, looks like that's about it on that page. Okay, now I did just send that out to your text message, like I said. You should be receiving it, and it should say something with my name, which is Carolina Hernandez, wants to share DocuSign, something along those lines. Have you seen anything pop up yet?
Yes, it just came through.
Okay, perfect. So you're going to click on that blue link. It's going to open up that DocuSign, and then it's going to have you agree to use electronic records and signatures.
Okay.
And then from there, just clicking that continue or next button. I'm sure you are familiar. If you have any issues, just let me know. I want you to stay on the line.
Okay, thank you. Oh, shit. Hold on. Yeah, here we go. Okay, I find it.
Okay, beautiful. Let me see on my end here. Okay, so I did just receive the completed form. Now, as a reminder, the attorneys will reach out, to just go over some information that we went over today, Felice. Besides that, I am going to text you from my personal contact, my direct line here. So if you have any questions, any concerns, you can always reach out, and I'd be more than happy to help. Before I do let you go, do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, great. Well, I hope the case goes over very well for you, and happy Valentine's Day, Felice.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.